Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivug Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. We were discussing Nevelas Ha'oif, a bird that became Nevela. As we had said, it's Metame Beis Ablia. Only when he eats it, then he becomes Tameh. Then the Mishnah has another case, Malak V'Nimtza Trefa. Let's say the Kayin did Malika on the bird Karban, and it turned out to be a Trefa. There was an internal issue with the bird that made a Treif that's not allowed to be brought. So Rameh says, Ain't Metame Beis Ablia. It's not Nevela, it's not Metame a person, or Rebbe says Metame Beis Ablia, it is Metame, it is Nevela. Now Amar Meir of Meir says, here's my svar why I say it's not Metame him, and this is actually a two-step process. Step one is Mayim Nivlas Behema, take a regular Nevela of an animal, let's say a cow that died without being shechted, Shehi Metame Mago Masa. It has a very high level of Toma that if a person touches it or just carries it, it's going to be Metame him. Nonetheless, Shechitasa Metaheres Es Trefasa Mitumasa. If he had shechted this animal properly and then it turned out to be a Trefa, inside they found a halachic defect which tells us that we can't eat it, it's a trefa, that's metare it from its toma. It's not considered nevela. It's a trefa, you can't eat it, but it's not nevela, it's not metamehem. Well, nevelas ha'oif, regarding a dead bird that was never shechted properly, we're not talking about a karban yet, just a regular bird. She'ina metame mago masa, that's not metame mago masa, it's only metame beis ablia. If he eats it, he becomes tamei, but if he touches it or carries it, he's not tamei. Any din she'tei shechitasa metare se trefasa mitumasa, shouldn't we say for sure that by shechting a regular bird, like a chicken or a pigeon or something like that, and afterwards it turns out that it's a trefa because it had this internal health issue that tells us halachically we're not allowed to eat it, for sure we should say that it's not metame a person if he eats it, because it's on a lower level of tuma than an animal. So that's step one, and here's step two. Ma mutzinu b'shchitasa, shi machsharta ba'achila, u'metaharas shefasa metumasa, just like we find by a regular chulin bird, a chicken or a pigeon or whatever it is that you want to eat. So when a person shechts it, that allows him to eat it, and it also is metaharas trefas from tuma, as we just said, that if it turns out to be a trefa, it's at least not tame because of nevela. Well, af milikasa, we should say the same thing by malika, meaning when we have a bird carbon in the base of Mikdash, when he does Malika to it, Shimachshar Tabachila, that allows him to eat it, and Tetar Shrefas Mitumasa. That should be Matar Trefa from Tuma, which means that when he does Malika to a bird carbon in the base of Mikdash, if it turns out to be a Trefa, it should at least be Tahar and shouldn't be considered Nevela. Now, Rabbi Yaisi says that yes, Reb Meir has a great Svara and he just explained himself beautifully. However, the problem is as follows: Daya Kinivlas Behema, Shritas Mitaharta, Avaloy Malikasa. It's sufficient to only learn one of these things, but not both of them. In other words, the two-step process of Rav Meir was that we learn regular animal to regular bird, and then regular bird to a bird carbon. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, is that we're not able to do that. We can only learn the first part of Rav Meir's limud, that we can learn behema to regular oif, but we're not able to learn regular oif to a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, when Malika was done properly to a bird carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, but it turned out to be a trefa, it's actually going to be considered a nevela, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it will be metame Beis HaBliya, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And now we're going to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph to a totally different topic. We have not had this before. This begins a whole discussion regarding carbonus that got mixed up with other animals. It could be carbonus with carbonus, carbonus with regular animals, and what we're supposed to do about it. So the Mishnah tells us, Kol hazvachim shenis arvi b'chatos ha-mesos. We have regular carbonus that got mixed up with a chatos that has to be left to die. There's a number of different carbonus chatos that if something happens to them, we just have to leave them and let them die. There's no pidyon, there's no redemption. We can't transfer the kedusha onto money. And so we have a regular carbon that got mixed up with a carbon chatas that has to be left to die. Or another example is we have a regular carbon that got mixed up bishar haniskal with an ox that has to be stoned. Let's say, for example, this ox killed a person, so we're going to kill that ox. And then we have a carbon, which was an ox, and it got mixed up with this shar haniskal. We don't know which one is which. Afilu echad beribay, even if it's 1 in 10,000, which means we have one animal that has to be left to die or has to be killed, they got mixed up with 10,000 animals that are kosher. Yamusu kulam, all of them have to be left to die because there's no bittul in this case. We don't say there's nullification. There's nothing we're able to do about this. And even though there's only one animal here that has to be left to die, we have to let all of them die because there's nothing we could do. Now let's say we have our kosher karbanos, shenis arva b'shar shenev d'bay avera, with a shar that an avera was done with it. Oishahimis is adam, or it killed a person, al pi eid echad, but there's only one aid. There's only one witness that this happened. Oi, al pi abaylim, or the only way we know this happened is because the owner himself admitted that this is an issue with this animal. And what was the issue with this shar? B'reveya u'benirba, that it had relations with a person, or person had relations with it, ubimukze, or if it was designated as a carbon for avodah zarah, or benevad, it was served as avodah zarah, or ubesnan, it was used to pay a zayna for her services, ubmechir, or it was exchanged for a dog, ubikalayim, or as a product of two animals that the Torah says were not allowed to mate together, ubetrefa, or it's an animal that's a trefa, it has a psal that the Torah says we can't eat this animal, ubiyotze daifen, or this animal was born by way of yotze daifen, which means it was a C-section, we had to cut cut the mother animal's stomach open in order to pull the baby out. In all these situations we just mentioned, the animal is not allowed to be used as a korban, but only misafek. Some of them it's a safek anyway, and that's because we don't have two edim proving it, and two edim saying we have to kill this animal, there's something wrong with it. It's considered a safek, so it's not to be brought as a korban, but it's still 100% permitted to have benefit from, as long as it's not being used for a korban. So what do we do with these animals that got mixed up? Yiru achei stavu. They have to go out and graze until they get a mum. V'yimachu, and then all of them are sold. We take all that money, v'yavi b'mei hayofe shabahen me'aysa amen. And then we use the money that the nicest one, the most chashuv one of them, was sold for. We take that money, we buy that very same min, which is the korban that had gotten mixed up with these animals. Now let's say nisarv b'chulin t'mimin, if a kasher korban that just got mixed up with a regular good old chulin animal, there's nothing wrong with this chulin animal, it's perfectly fine, and it could technically be used as a korban, yimachru hachulin l'tzricha oisei amen, that chulin animal should be sold to people who need that type of animal for a particular korban. So let's say a person has to bring a sheep as a korban, and so we have a sheep that was already designated as a korban, they got confused with another sheep that was chulin, so we should just take it and sell to a person who needs a sheep for korban anyway, and then both of them are brought as korbanos, and the kohen has in mind that if this is your korban, it's for you, if it's for him, it's for him, and then we make sure that everyone has their korbanos brought for them, no problem. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss when various korbanos get mixed up with each other and what we should do about it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.